Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, but we got this strange email to the Wrap Up Gmail this week saying that our career as podcasters means nothing because other people just do it as a hobby. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we were the hobbyists.
we are the hobbyists. We're very casual podcasters.
Was this like a blind item from one of the professional podcasters on the network? Oh, we're going to track this down. Yes, we did have a model off that I was not expecting. There were two people I didn't recognize.
We've seen a lot of shit on this show. Some of it, like, emotionally bad, some of it culturally bad. But this was the worst thing I've ever seen on The Bachelor.
Yeah, definitely on the mental all. This was a weird...
It was horrific in so many ways. Amy, you tonight, you had a dinner that lasted way longer than you were expecting. You had some slow service. Yes. It's funny because I had the same issue last night.
Okay.
I went to dinner with Ethan's family. We got there about 6. And we literally didn't get our food until 7:30. And so I was like, oh, shoot, I'm not going to make it in time for The Bachelor.
It's even worse than mine because you didn't get your food on time. Mine was I didn't get the check when I wanted.
Yeah. Like, it literally took so long to get the food.
Oh, my gosh.
The food was great by the end of it. But it took forever, and I was about 14 minutes late in watching the episode. And I tried to go back on the CDTV website and watch that 15 minutes I missed today. But apparently somebody listened to our podcast from last week about me complaining about the CDTV website watching The Bachelor. And it wasn't on there, so I missed the first 15 minutes. But I went back and watched the Bachelor in Paradise preview they showed. So I feel mostly caught up because the rest of it seemed like just rehashing clips from the season that we've already seen.
Yeah, it probably was the first 15 minutes of clips, because if you got to the point where you had you saw the part of Jordan, Jordan was basically the whole episode. But yeah, I think I'm trying to think if. Who looking at my notes if there's anything else that you would have missed. Did you see Colt or Jordan saying that he should have worn a work vest because he was in everybody's thinking about him, and so he's like working hard in everybody's mind. He's like putting up billboards in their heads or something.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I think it was just more
like there were some points where it was a lot of shouting, and as a natural born Libra, conflict makes me anxious, so I like kind of retreated from that emotionally. So I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, maybe you missed them calling out Jean Blanc.
I think I saw that.
Okay, and he like really disrespected Colton by saying like, You're acting like such a bleep, but you've never been bleeped before.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah,
I really hate that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard for us to follow any format this podcast because
episode and stuff to really hate.
Yeah. I'd say the first half an hour to 45 minutes was just horrific. And I was like, why am I watching this show? And I will say that the back half, like, I really enjoyed this episode. It was probably one of my favorite tell-alls from the back half. You know, who we talked to, what was said. I just really liked it. I appreciate it. But getting through this was a struggle of toxic masculinity and, like, literally cockfighting. Like, that's what it seemed like. It was just like, who was that guy who was like, oh, your day job is just my hobby, and he gets up and he starts like Zoolandering, and it's like, but like in a serious way. It was, like, I truly have no recollection of that guy being on the season.
No, I didn't remember him at all.
And it was hard because I didn't see the first part where like Chris is like, this is this, and
they call it names.
And that usually like, you know, can trigger some memories of these people. But like, I was just like, I do not know you.
No. And they, so like the first, so it was Jake was the one who she knew from back home. They didn't speak to him at all, and so I don't know what he was doing there.
Oh, I totally forgot about him.
Yeah, he was the first one sitting in the chairs. Then it was.
I bet they did talk to him, but they're like, "Oh, this was so boring. We're not showing this."
Right. And you know how they had that part where they're like, "Does anyone have anything negative to say about Becca?" I could see him like chiming in or something, like, "She didn't give me a chance," or something.
I hated that that was even said.
I know. Yeah, like, why are you fishing for that? Yeah, and then it was Christian and Camille, and it looks like Camille is on Bachelor in Paradise, so I guess makes sense for him
really
to be invited.
Missing out on Camille being there.
Yeah. But yeah, like, apparently Christian is also a model, and is it flat? Like, are you flattering yourself? You say like, "Oh, I didn't get hired full time to do this, so you know, I have to do this as a hobby." I don't know.
No, like that's anti good.
Right.
That's the opposite end of the scale. That's like when you. Like all the girls you went to high school with who paid people to take photos of them, they're like, "Look at me, I'm a model."
Yeah.
"I take pictures near train tracks. I'm a professional model."
Right. Or they fell for like some ad in the local mall where it's like, "Oh, we're seeking talent or your area." Yes. And then that same segment where Christian was calling out Jordan, then Jordan's had like flattering things to say to Camille, and yet he still chose to like call him out. It was like he came in there with something set to say and didn't even like listen to like, you know, actually, like, that's not a good look. But you know, he's the one that made Becca come like 60% of the way, so I guess
that's interesting,
that dude. So
he did that without even getting her to the fantasy suite,
right? And we'll get to see that in Paradise. We'll see how that strategy
can't
works
wait.
For him.
Just exactly. Deeply excited.
Was there anyone besides Lincoln that was notably absent? We predicted that he probably, or we knew he wouldn't be there. We predicted that he would not be mentioned. He wasn't even shown in the recap clip that they showed at all.
Good.
So, yeah.
Except in the bloopers when they said, I don't know
he
if it was
referred
the bloopers
to.
At the very end. He was like, "Yeah, the earth's not flat," or whatever. That was the only tangential, whatever his name is, mention.
Exactly.
A notable absence for me was Clay.
Yeah. I didn't notice he was gone until he showed up in the bloopers, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a weird one since he went fairly far, and I think he's in Paradise. So that's interesting.
Is he in Paradise?
I thought so. I thought he was announced for that, but. Can't see him lasting very long there. And then, of course, we had Grocery Joe, Jean Blanc, Nick, whoever that is. Also,
oh,
I guess is in Paradise.
Nick is the guy who wore the tracksuit to the whatchamacallit.
Yes.
And then was like, "I made such a bold choice." It's like, come on, guy.
No. Venmo guy was there, but we didn't hear from him till the very end. Did you see that segment at the very end?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah. Connor, his like whole thing that we knew him from was throwing the picture in the pool, but he didn't make the recap segment because Lincoln is the other half of that clip.
Oh, good
so
good
we didn't see much
oh
of
my
Connor.
God, can we just talk about how hot he looked in those glasses?
He did. He was smart. He must have listened to our Warby Parker ad a few episodes back where we said that, yeah, he needs to keep wearing them. Jordan obviously got most airtime. Chris, I was wondering why we didn't hear much from him until the very end. And then obviously because he brought the surprise choir out, I think that's they were just saving to talk to him till the end. Because when Chris Harrison said, "We're going to give Chris the last word," I was like, why the hell would you give Chris?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah. Did you like that move?
I did. Yeah. I'm a sucker. So.
Yeah. And he had some good, I don't know. He must have like. I don't want to like him at all, but I'm wondering if he has like a good arc on Bachelor in Paradise and they wanted to give him something to redeem himself.
Yeah, and I have to appreciate that he was willing to say sorry.
Yes, say sorry, to laugh at himself
and
own it.
Hey, I know I made a mistake. I look like an a-hole here, instead of just being like Jean Blanc-y about it.
Oh, yeah. Jean Blanc, the stock continues to plunge after this episode.
Oh, my God. How are we so wrong about him?
I don't know. And then let's see who else was in the everybody else I feel like was recognizable. I thought what was weird is that Leo was there but like barely spoken to, and he was final six. So
yeah, that was interesting.
And then Wills, Colt, and Jason were kind of the main ones that we got to hear from, which I think rightfully so. So that was good. Let's see, let's go into these individual segments. Let's discuss Grocery Joe.
Okay, let's discuss Grocery Joe. I also love the part when, like, I loved at any point where Chris was trying to throw it to Grocery Joe for, like, any reason. He's like, Grocery Joe, what do you think about Jordan? He's like, I like Jordan.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
Like, I love how not hard Joe is trying.
Yeah.
Like, people, I think people will be like, he's kind of boring. And we're like, he's normal.
Yeah.
How refreshing.
Yeah. And I just loved when he was, like, asked, so what do people, like what resonates with them when you talk to them? He's just like, oh, they just want a photo. He's just so matter of fact. I mean, it's like, is it just his face that people like? Is it just his, like, beaming smile? Or is there something to
personality? He owns a grocery store.
Okay, like, it's the food that comes with.
I mean, I know that's one of my factors.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Can't speak for everyone else about that.
The Chicago accent, I think, is,
you know, and charming. It's just like, he's like dry and like matter of fact, like you said. And it's just like, it's just nice to see in a guy who's just kind of like, yeah, well, this is the scoop.
Right.
So here we are.
Yeah. I have my theory about, you know, because people are saying like he should be the Bachelor and like his fan favorite.
Let's chill on.
Yeah. And I feel like
on Bachelor,
Chris Harrison is really trying to like explain why he wouldn't be a good Bachelor. Because I think at every moment, Chris Harrison is trying to point out he's a man of few words. Because I heard him on an interview say that. And then he mentioned it like a couple times this episode. So he's just trying to be like, yeah, we're not going to get a lot out of him if he is the Bachelor. So I don't think that's really a possibility. But he is in Bachelor in Paradise. So we'll see where that goes. Looks like a little Kendall. Who else? Kendall and who else? Love triangle from the preview that I remember.
Leo,
yes. Yeah.
It was a good preview. It got me really excited.
Yeah, what are you most excited about?
Except for the part where they called the Russian woman a witch.
Oh, yes.
Not a great look, guys, calling the only foreign woman like a witch.
No, no.
But,
was she on Paradise before?
No. No, Shoshana was... She was the one on this on Ari's season?
Nyx.
So there was two Russians on Nyx season.
Okay, who am I confusing her with?
I think you're confusing her with Christina.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be it. But
no.
Yeah.
But Shoshana, I know we were shocked to find out she was Russian.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen until like four episodes in. We're like, oh, okay, right. This is happening.
Right. Yeah, I just was shocked to see anyone that was like not from the last two seasons. I was like, wait a minute, where do I know this person from? Yeah, that's
there were good. So many people in that preview. I was like, who are you?
Yes, I could not figure out.
And there were people making out with each other where I didn't know who either was.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't figure out who Jenna was, but I think she was just on Ari's season. And
was she? Song.
Or was she on Nick's season? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Nick's. Could be.
Maybe it was Chris Soules.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't see. Yeah, I think it was Jordan was with Jenna, and they seemed like they were the hot couple,
right?
At least in his mind. What else am I excited about? Tia was with Chris. It showed like that's another maybe love triangle. Yeah, that's really weird.
There's a lot of tears, which makes me uncomfortable.
Yes, we saw. Is it Chelsea at the very end? Crying.
Chelsea.
The mom, the single mom.
Oh, right. And we saw Kendall cry.
Kendall.
We saw Tia cry. We saw Kevin cry.
Oh, yeah. should be interesting. And then we saw Ben Higgins wearing a sombrero. Shouting that he's unlovable. Is he a cast member or is this part of the whole reunion thing?
Yeah, it's part of the reunion thing, definitely. Okay.
So were they there to kind of be like, engagement party for Jared and Ashley, do you think?
I don't know.
Because it seems like everybody that has the common denominator.
Doing like pop-ups, pop-ups throughout the season. Hey, here's the two people who have the babies, the Bachelor in Paradise babies. Mm. Hey, look, Ashley and Jared, they got engaged in the show. Oh, look, Ari and Lauren, they're back for whatever reason.
Yes. Oh, and then Jordan from... Was it Bachelor New Zealand? He's apparently a cast member too. So it's not just Kevin the Canadian that's back. We saw Yuki and Wells in there. So they're in the mix. There's bartenders. Yeah, I'm excited about it. It'll be a refreshing change.
It will be refreshing change. That's what I'm most and we say that until like week 2.5, and then we're like, oh god, why did we do this?
Right.
Because from what I understand, the premiere is next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's already going to be August. It's already August when this comes out.
So we'll need to like maybe have to do 2 podcasts that week or something.
Yeah, it's going to be scheduling conundrum. I'm trying to remember what we did last summer. I already don't remember.
No, there was like a 2-week break in between, right? Because production was delayed.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened.
That's what we did last year.
That's right. A little hiatus or a little yatus. Yes. All right. Yes, we'll have to figure something out for, because it's a 3-hour finale next week.
Why are they doing this into Paradise?
Yeah. I would rather shorter finale and then give us like an hour of Bachelor in Paradise. Although, are they still doing where it's like Bachelor in Paradise 2 nights a week?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right. We'll have people tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us.
About that.
Because we're sure as hell not going to look it up.
No. We just roll with it.
You can see how like we've regressed throughout the summer almost. Like when we come back in January, we're always like refreshed, like let's do this. And then like by March, we're getting like a little like frazzled out.
Yeah.
When we come back and we're like, oh, hey, it's May. Oh, it's the long weekend. Yeah, let's podcast about this BS. All right, we've got to do this for 16 weeks in a row. Yeah. Okay, let's do this.
All right, they don't want to release the cast, so we're not going to think about it until 2 days before.
But at least we are not the Big Brother podcasters having 2 podcasts like 70 times a week.
Yeah, no live feeds in Bachelor in Paradise.
3 episodes a week, and yeah, live feeds.
Yeah. They really do need that to not be their hobby and just have it be the full time.
And like they have, you know, they have Big Brother and then Big Brother Celebrity and then Big Brother Canada, and those all last way longer than The Bachelor. So the fact that we complain about it, it's hilarious because, God, we could have it so much worse.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, gosh.
And then we've seen all these like crossover, like Big Brother contestants on other shows, but we never see it go to ABC. I feel like once you're like Bachelor, it's like you don't go anywhere else and nobody like. They don't
but
want to
I don't
from other
understand
shows,
why
right?
We can't see some Batch people on like the challenge, because we saw a couple of Bachelor people on what's that show called that I liked? X on the Beach.
Oh yeah, that's true. So maybe that could happen in the future. And I guess like we have had people on The Bachelor that were from reality shows that nobody really saw. Like what was that one that Blake and
Exiled Island.
Yeah,
and then like wasn't Brian Rachel's Brian on? Oh God, what was that show called? Player, the Player,
like the Pickup, something like that. Some kind of pickup artist show.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was so long ago that it's not even available anywhere. Yeah. So yeah, they're like, okay, as long as no one knows what show this was, if they have to really dig for it, you're good.
Amazing.
Yes. All right, so Grocery Joe, he got his own hot seat though. That was pretty. That's pretty big. They actually acknowledged.
Has the first night has a first night boot ever gotten a hot seat before?
I don't think so. I think we were even surprised when the first night boot was cast on Bachelor in Paradise. It was like, why? Like, who is this? And
also, did you cry laughing when they were like, let's take a look at Joe's time on the season? And it was just like, hey, I'm Joe. And then it was like, okay, now everyone who didn't get a rose, you have to leave. And him walking out.
Right.
Like, I laughed at that. That was really funny.
That was really good. Yeah. Even though he technically had a little more airtime, he got a video segment. So I think that's where people really fell in love with him, was that he was a first night boot but had a video segment. Usually when it's a first night boot and there's a video segment, it's like to show how like they're not really likable or something, like, you know, like you can kind of figure out why they got eliminated. So yeah, I think they helped them inadvertently and they got a Bachelor in Paradise contestant out of it. And, you know, at least he gets involved. You know, he might not be very verbal, but he gets involved with Kendall at least. So he should be there for more than one episode, I would think. And then what kind of produce do you think is going to be in his intro package on Bachelor in Paradise?
I mean, all the tropical ones, like coconuts, mangoes, yeah. Pineapple.
Banana. Yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Who was next? Was it Jordan? I think Jordan. I think they start out with like the not serious with Becca, but characters on the show. So
yeah. Yes. And I don't totally remember Jordan's segment
because he was sitting. So, yeah, because he was just all over the place anyway.
Yeah.
I think he just explained that he's lighthearted. And I don't know. I think he tried to like revise history and sort of just say like, yeah, this is who I am. He said, I'm the most confident person here. So out of everyone in the audience and everything. So yeah, he'll be an interesting one to watch. How far do you think he'll go in Bachelor in Paradise? Do you think he'll
be there the entire time?
Yeah, we'll start out and then Jenna, I feel like they'll just be a couple the whole time and get there all the airtime that they need out of it. We have a segment with Wills where he's commended on his fashion, which I feel is a very good thing to commend him for. And then showed more. I feel like, I don't know if I just was sort of like tuned out in part of his like goodbye episode, but I feel like I didn't remember that he had to like pull aside and how upset he was, but maybe I just blocked that out or something. But I thought it was kind of interesting to revisit that and his feelings for Becca.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think part of what, when you're talking about how you really liked like the second half, was a lot of it kind of how these men interacted with Becca when she came back.
But then what they were saying, like I liked Will's being honest with his feelings, but still being fun. Mm-hmm. I liked what Jordan was saying, you know, about his relationship with Becca and how, you know, it was really impactful and he's sad that it wasn't the same on her end. Mm-hmm. And I love that Jason never used his brother being gay as like I don't know, like a point of like, hey, look at me. Oh, mm-hmm. How great I am. I have a gay brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the show really didn't take it there either. Like Chris kind of sort of tried, but he was just like, yeah, everyone's deserving of love. And I love the relationship and my brother's the best. And that's all there is to it. And I love that. Seeing that from a guy on a network show, especially since the last couple seasons, I feel like we've been talking about just like some real trash men. To hear that from a guy and it's like so casual, it's just like, yeah, of course the LGBTQ plus community deserves love. Like, why wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I loved Becca segment. I love that, you know, clearly 99% of the guys really respect her. And I think that says a lot about who she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one thing that kind of stood out to me kind of in thinking back on the episode was that they didn't really ever talk about the two guys. We saw a preview at the end, but they didn't talk at all about the two guys left. We didn't hear any of this, like, you have two great guys left. And maybe this was like intentional because maybe people also have mixed feelings as we do about Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to like show their hand about who they're rooting for or, but they really just made it about Becca and not like, oh yeah, I'm so excited for you with the guys that are left, or I saw what you have was stronger. They really just kind of focused on what their relationship was and kind of finding a little more closure on that, or asking the questions like, what could I have done? And then really just getting the answer that no, you're great. You don't do anything different. It just, you know, I fell in love with somebody else kind of thing, which I thought was a good answer from her, because they were all great. The guys at the end.
I thought Jordan's segment was fun with her, where it was just like, yeah, I just think Jordan's a really fun guy and I liked having him around because we had a good time together.
Right.
And she didn't make fun of him at all. I wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So that'll be, I don't know. But didn't he say at some point that he was like, maybe not funny, but like trying to be lighthearted or that's what he wanted to do?
Which is appreciated.
Yeah. I still didn't enjoy David.
He's tough. Yeah, he's tough. That was it was just like an even more bad look. I was really hoping he would come to this reunion and realize what he D-bag he looked like on TV and how, you know, we weren't necessarily rooting for Jordan, but we weren't rooting for him. Right. And so I wonder if it really came to blows in Bachelor in Paradise and like there was no way for him to be like, hey, let's just dial it back. Or he just doesn't have any awareness of that we don't like him railing on Jordan.
Right.
Because like what Jordan's doing has never been malicious. And what David does feels like that.
Yeah, Jordan, it's like he'll just sort of like fight back if he's getting attacked by somebody else. Then he'll like when he was sort of like saying F you to everybody, but then he just like pointed out the ones who he was still cool with, like Grocery Joe. you're cool, everybody else F you. But then even he was like pissed at Colton, but then when Colton had his hot seat segment, he sort of like
chilled out
and was like, okay, I respect you for that. So
should we talk about Colton's segment?
Yeah, what do you think of it?
My opinions on this. it sucks. It sucks for him to feel like he's less of a man because he's never gotten in before. And, you know, I'll save you guys my rant on that's the product of society. And how many times do you want me to mention toxic masculinity in this podcast? Probably not a whole lot.
Jean Blanc.
It's just like, well, what does it matter? You know, if that's his decision, that's his decision, and I respect him for it. You know, as long as you know he's making a smart, informed decision about his sexuality, and that's fine. It's fine by me. If I was dating an adult virgin, it wouldn't bother me any. Clearly didn't bother Becca. It would probably bother other people, but that's their prerogative as well. Like it's not cool to be like, oh, you're a pussy even though you haven't got any. It's like, why are you calling him a pussy in the first place?
Yeah,
like what is your thinking in using that word to demean him, to call him like a vagina essentially? It's like, why is that your insult? And why are you insulting him because he's never engaged in intercourse before?
Right,
like what does that
just
reflect
on that other person?
Yeah, like what does that have to do with you? It, like truly nothing.
Right,
so like why even bring it up?
Right.
I get a little uncomfortable with the oversharing, but that's just me. All those things inside.
Yeah.
So the idea of talking about virginity on national television, that sounds like the worst thing humanly possible.
It's already done it, so it's already out there.
Broken the seal, so he just keeps going.
Yes. I was a little surprised to see Colton like kind of going back to when he didn't get along with Jordan in the house. It's like he just, I don't know, I didn't think it was a great look when he was just not in his hot seat segment, but just kind of throughout the when they were all sitting together, it seemed like he just kept trying to like call out people. Yeah, Jean Blanc. And it's just kind of like, calm down. Like, you got a good edit, so.
Yeah, he's not my favorite person on this season. But I, you know, you know my thoughts here.
Yeah.
Not my favorite person, but I don't agree with virgin shaming him. Like, why are we doing that in 2018? Who gives a shit? Who did he sexually assault anyone? No, then I truly care not about his sexual history.
Right.
As long as everything in it has been consensual, then have at her.
Yeah. Definitely. We didn't get any kind of like hint about Paradise, really. He asked him about Tia. And he sort of said, like, at that point, he wasn't thinking about Tia at all. After that, like, hadn't talked to her since, you know, she showed up at that group date. And I think he kind of felt, you know, that he didn't fault her for coming back. And what do you say, like, speaking her truth or whatever. But, I think he felt that it definitely impacted it. And then Becca kind of clarified, too, that she's still friends with Tia. and whatever Tia had said when like ultimately
that's women empowerment.
Yes.
Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that is. Not losing your friend over a stupid guy.
Yeah. Exactly. So one other thing that kind of stood out to me is usually on these shows, we kind of get a sense of like who they're trying to get to be the bachelor. And they'll ask them like, so are you ready for love again? And we didn't really get any of that question.
We didn't, did we? So I feel like we had more hot seats than usual. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
I think so. Or at least more hot seats with like normal guys.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, because I feel like they could be trying to set up Colton, mm-hmm. or Jason or Wills. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they all had fairly positive segments.
Right. Right. And they, you know, kind of got them to show emotion. But we know Wills and Colton are in paradise for sure. I don't know. I have a hunch that Jason is there. I don't want him to be there. I'm rooting for him for The Bachelor, but
yeah.
Which doesn't rule him out if he does go there.
Doesn't. I mean, look at Nick.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he's been showing up in like Grocery Joe's Instagram. Yes, I follow Grocery Joe. And he's kind of the same, as we saw in this episode. He'll just be like, here I am at a restaurant. Here I am here. Take a look around.
That is totally
plant today.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so it's like, well, did he really get to know Grocery Joe? I mean, maybe at the mental hall, but I don't know. It's a little bit suspect. But he could just be like hanging out with Colton. Colton's friends with Grocery Joe from Paradise. Who knows? Just everybody maybe just loves Grocery Joe. But yeah, and then we have two guys left, and didn't really get a good hint on the preview of who she might be going with either. But
no.
It looks like she has a breakdown like right before one of them is showing up. You know, like she goes off in the woods or wherever they are. And so it seems like she's not going to do the thing where she goes and tells one of them ahead of time. Like, it seems like both of them are going to come to the proposal site. And it's going to be tough for one of them. And her mom's there. Basically tells her, well, you're gonna hurt somebody, you can't get this far.
Marry both. Marry both.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I mean, it's not what I want, but like, I want a brother husband finale.
We've been rooting for this for a while. Like,
yeah.
One of them just saying, like, you know, I'm gonna keep dating you both for a while. I don't wanna choose yet. So we'll just keep it going. Anything else from Jason's segment? I just love him, so I don't know if I can.
I think he went a little less hard with the hair gel this evening.
Yeah, I think he had a hair makeover, so that's a good start.
Like, it still retained like the Jason like back style, but it didn't seem as like eighth grade boy who just got introduced to gel and Axe perfume.
Yes, yeah, which was kind of his look earlier this season. And the Buffalo got a few more shout outs too. So
Buffalo love, am I right?
Yeah,
folks?
Exactly. So that could be working in his favor as well, even though he lives in Seattle. But I feel like that can make for a compelling lead to kind of get the Seattle
also
team.
To all the people who are like, Haley, why didn't you try and find this Buffalo thing?
Yeah.
If I would have known it, I don't think I would legally have been able to do the podcast.
Oh, like come down to, I see what you mean. I thought they meant just like, why didn't you try to watch more of the episode last
week? No. Like, why didn't you, like, I don't think anyone was like actually serious, but like if I had actually like theoretically gone to see this episode, I think would have probably had to sign an NDA and not been able to talk about the season. Cause like, that's pretty far. It's not like, you know, one of the first few weeks where it's not really a big deal. Like
I would have been really unfair for the draft now that I think about it. I think I was like, I totally forgot. Like at that time, I was like a total casual. I was like thinking it was like in real time or something. Like, yeah, why weren't you there, Haley? Yeah, we have to get like a reporter on the ground so then they can sign their NDA, but kind of like feed us info, like but closer to when it airs.
Yeah.
Or after it airs. I heard about somebody who was at this mental all, but it's like a friend of a friend. But the only info that I learned was that, I guess they make the audience do, like, do your shocked face, everyone. Do your, you know, like, do the reaction faces.
That's amazing.
And then they'll cut, splice them in. So they're not actually reacting that strongly to any of these things that happen. So that's what I learned behind the scenes. At least it happened at this latest one. So yeah, I won't reveal. I won't make someone pay $5 million because I don't really know this person, but that's what I heard. Yeah. Kind of smart though, because you need those reaction shots. And a lot of times there isn't anything all that shocking. So yeah, let's see. Oh, bloopers. Any good bloopers?
Yeah, you know, I love bloopers. I think we should get like half an hour of bloopers instead of like 3.5 minutes.
Right.
Any that stand out in particular?
A lot of falling. Clay
hitting his head a bunch of times. Hilarious. Yeah.
The tall people
Jason
hitting
slipping
head.
On the steps. That was funny. A good
one. I wish that's one where it's like, why not just show that in there? That's like a real like hometown, like winter thing, you know?
Yeah.
Put a few in there, like kind of do the Bachelor in Paradise thing where you just kind of show some random stuff. I think it would make it more relatable. But oh, Jason's hometown where they both walked in different doorways.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was a good one. And then it looked like Colton and Becca were getting some sort of dance lesson. Like we see some things that weren't actually on the regular episodes, I think, where these bloopers come in at the children's hospital. They were doing like pirouettes or something. So it's like, when did that happen? I don't remember that. So yeah, learn from some of those things. And then yeah, we talked about the choir. And then what about the Venmo John's calculations about
like I loved
Tinder.
It was so funny.
That was good.
And Jordan was just like at the end when John was like, there's not even that many people in Orlando. He's like,
I'm multifaceted. Like, what does that even have to do with it? Oh yeah, I think he would argue that he has 100% rate. I think he would probably, if he had time to go back, he'd probably say like that he wasn't like a 10%. He was, you know, 80%, 90%, 100% match with everyone or something. But
well,
yeah,
you can't argue with the guy who like literally works in app development.
Right. Yeah, I love like figuring out how long it would be. Was it like he'd have to go through like 1,000 people a day? so good. All right. Well, that I think sums up the episode. What are your thoughts heading into this finale?
I just don't know how to feel. I know how to feel, but I don't think I'm going to be able to feel what I want to feel.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all you can say, really. I'm worried that she's going to pick Garrett. Because I feel like for her to get so upset about hurting somebody, like I just feel like Blake is the more sensitive one.
Yeah.
And I feel like
and
the emotion
for what
there.
Reason would they put in that very first episode, oh, well, we all picked the guy we gave the first impression rose to. Why would they put that in?
Yeah. That is, yeah, that was an interesting thing to highlight. That's true.
Like, and it was, and that's been in my head this entire season where it's like, well, why would they have said that?
Right. Right.
And like, I mean, unless it's a great misdirect, like a long, long con misdirect. Like, and if it is, kudos to them and I'll appreciate it. But it just, like, what was the point of that if it's not?
I know.
I don't know.
It's a live finale again. So
good.
We get to have Chris introduce the different segments.
Perfect.
To make it 3 hours.
Exactly what we needed.
Exactly. Trying to think who they had in the audience from Bachelor in Paradise, but they didn't really say much. Crystal, Eric, Bibiana, and Kendall, I think. So we didn't get a lot from the people in the audience for that. But yeah, I'm really just more excited for Bachelor in Paradise to begin. But yeah, I thought Becca's segment was really good. I just love seeing that like all the guys had, you know, really nice things to say. In spite of Chris trying to get somebody to say something negative. And let's see, I think we earned a few more draft points. Let's find out, Haley.
Okay, let's do this.
I know I got a hot seat saying I got a few hot seat points back with my Grocery Joe and Jordan picks. So I feel slightly redeemed for those picks.
Yeah.
And then let's see. George has a few, he has a future point idea for a tell-all episode. Award points for each time one of other guys mentioned the name of your draft pick. So like that whole thing when like, oh, your my name was in your mouth more or whatever. he said that. Then I would have taken the lead because everyone was mentioning Jordan.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Name dropping. Yeah, that would be too hard to count. But thank you. I appreciate that, George, for trying to think of ways for one of us to win. So, yeah, not a lot left here. But I have 117 now. I'm in last place. Earned hot seat point. For Joe, Colton, and Jordan.
And that's then, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Oh, and I got a black box point. We had a point for, you know, way back when there was Jillian and she had her black box. Mm-hmm. We've retained a black box point, and I think must have been in like one of his like recap segments. They showed a black box for his gold underwear. And then Haley, you have 131. So you got your hot seat point. Oh, he gave you one for Jean Blanc because I guess he went up there. It wasn't an official hot seat, but that's kind of a well.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You still have Blake left, and Melissa has Garrett left, and she got a couple hot seat points for Wills and Jason, and she is way ahead with 203.
Catching up though.
Yes, exactly.
I'm only like, what, 70 points off?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, before we get into questions, Haley, we talked a little bit about...
I'm feeling a little hungry.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about going out to eat, which is not a sustainable thing to do.
Yeah,
every
week. And clearly neither of us had a great experience doing
it. It's not the most convenient. Sometimes you like want to like have something happen like on your schedule and you know you're at a restaurant and it's not on your schedule. But if you do HelloFresh, that can all change because HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. And they're all about 30 minutes or less. And on the classic plan, there's a 20-minute meal. So it's like, it's perfect. Perfect for nights when, what I should have done, knowing I was podcasting, what you should have done yesterday at The Bachelor. It's perfect for nights like that. You don't have to worry about stopping at the store after work. It's all there for you and you can pick which day it's delivered. So what I really like especially is that they have a great selection. There's something for everyone. Three plans to choose from. Classic, veggie, and family. So I go with veggie as a vegetarian. But I love that there's even, you know, if you have kids, you can make family dinners fuss-free with HelloFresh Picky Eater, kid-tested and approved family plan recipes.
And you can always look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. It's so exciting to get that package in the mail. I love getting packages. I look at the mailbox every single day to see like, oh, did I order something?
Great.
This week?
So even if you know it's coming, it's like still a surprise.
And it's even better with food. And you can feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. And Global Eats options bring authentic international dishes and flavors to home cooks for new exciting meals that you would never even thought of. It would be hard to find the recipe on Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And you can enjoy not having to plan dinner and spending money on takeout for an easy night or worry about gathering ingredients week after week.
Oh, I know. Global Eats are some of my favorite. I keep talking about them, but one of my recent favorites is the Patatas Bravas, which is like a Spanish tapas dish with crispy artichokes. That's really yummy. The sweet potato black bean tacos with avocado crema. Those are just two of my favorites. Like, I wish I had one right now, even though I went out to eat tonight. I could still eat those tacos at any point in the evening.
Yeah, I could go for some right now.
Yes. And HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. So they're delivered right to your door in recyclable insulated packaging. Lots of them are one pot recipes. So it's really minimal cleanup, seriously quick cooking. And cooking actually becomes something you want to do when you get home from work, which I never wanted to do. I just wanted to pour a bowl of cereal. So when you have like these beautiful ingredients in your fridge, all measured out and ready to go with these easy to follow recipes, it's just like, oh yeah, this is something I can do after work. And even when you're low energy, you're like energized by like, yes, I can do this. I feel confident. I can follow this recipe and it will be tasty. And you also will get out of that recipe rut. And like you said, find things that you wouldn't otherwise find. And they're delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 per serving and free shipping. So we have a special deal. Haley, do you want to tell them about the deal that we have?
That's right. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30 and enter promo code Bachelor30. And so to have some awesome meals delivered right to your door with the ease of not having to leave your home and also just having great meals and feeling like you've accomplished something, you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30 and enter code Bachelor30.
Awesome. And as always, snap us pics, tweet us pics, do your snack chat, which could be dinner chat, lunch chat. These would work for
breakfast chat.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have those tacos for breakfast.
Yeah. I feel like if you threw a little egg into them too, like
perfect. That's the other thing. You can kind of modify ones for how you'd like add things in if you like. And if you get the veggie or the classic plan, there's two servings in each dish. So, you know, could be that you share with somebody, or you can just get them for yourself and have leftovers, pack it for lunch.
Yep,
or
I would go for that one.
Exactly. Don't share. All right. We have some questions. Always my favorite part. Listener questions.
Me too.
I usually get reminded.
Yes. Listeners.
And I always get reminded of something that I was like, wait, I missed that. Although last week, we didn't really want to be pointed out that the headboard was broken in the fantasy suite.
Yeah,
of
no,
Garrett
thank Beck. You.
But it was, because I did see a screenshot. Let's see. Will Holston. Which of the guys wins this season's Leah/Caroline award for hamming it up the most at Tell All to make up for their invisible edit on the rest of the season? Yeah, because for the guys this time, they can't audition for Bachelor in Paradise because it already happened. So it's just really to like,
yeah, like good you point.
Said, just to make up for their invisible edit. I know my answer, Haley. What's yours?
That guy who I truly don't know who tried to model.
Christian, yes.
Is that? Oh, I think I confused Christian and Kriston.
Kriston, yeah.
Kriston's, I forgot there was two of them this season.
Right, yeah, and there was Chris's, and yes. So, yeah, what was his deal?
Trying to get me to hate him?
Yeah.
It worked.
I did like how Jordan was just like, yeah, let's get your airtime, buddy. Like, he called it out too. Like, Chris, let's give him his airtime. He's on TV. What's your name? So he basically said what we were all thinking. And then Will Holston, who are you least excited to see on VIP? Robbie, Amanda, or Ari? Oh, yes. Good reminder. So we saw Robbie show up and have Jordan insult him. And then I didn't really notice what was happening with Amanda. And then,
I didn't either.
Yes. Why does so Ari have to
my
come
rankings
back?
Are least excited to see Robbie. Mm-hmm. Second is Ari, and then third is Amanda.
I might switch Ari and Robbie. I think I'm least excited to see Ari. I'm just like, I'm still over, like, just over that season.
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't need to parade their relationship, but you know.
I know, like, are the women on the show, like, when they show up, when Ari and Lauren show up, are they like, they're not excited to see Ari. Like, they're all friends with Becca.
Right. Totally. I guess that probably explains why he's showing up there. And then, so I'm just kind of curious what they are doing with these people coming back. I think now that I remember that Robbie interacts with Jordan, I think it is like what you're saying, that maybe they, yeah, come back at various points. Is Robbie a contestant again?
I don't know.
I guess he could be.
Yeah, he could be.
Yeah. But the couples like Jordan or Jaden Tanner and Carly,
yeah, they're just
Evan,
back for fun.
Just back for reunion times. Emma Rose, did grocery store Joe meet, exceed, or not reach your expectations?
I would say he like solidly met my expectations.
Yeah. I thought he looked really good.
Yeah.
Didn't have a ton to say. It wasn't like he suddenly like had this burst of personality. But so yeah, maybe just met. Will Holston, how do you feel about Jordan Now that he has the grocery store Joe stamp of approval, if it's good enough for a cantaloupe, isn't it good enough for Jordan?
Yes, absolutely. That made Jordan go up in my books, honestly. Yeah.
That's true. You must have had a fun time together in Bachelor in Paradise. Alyssa Greenberg. If Mental All was a two-hour-long applause-o-meter for ABC to test the waters for the next Bachelor, who came out on top and why was it not Jason?
I would say Wills had the most applause, right?
Well, yeah, it's hard to tell because at the beginning...
Besides Grocery Joe. That yeah. doesn't count.
Yeah, when they all were introduced, then Jason was the last one. So he had kind of, I think, the more applause there. But it's also like the end of the segment.
Yeah.
And then... But yeah, I don't think Colton had like a huge reaction from what I could see. And Joe did have a pretty good reaction, but he's just not going to be...
No, it's just not going to happen.
Wills would be a good one.
Yeah, I think Wills would be really great.
Yeah. Tim Shields, between the time of the Virgin Mary and Colton, has any single person in all of human existence had so much public discussion about his or her chastity?
Give me Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow? All right.
Yeah.
Or Ashley I.
Yeah, contender. That's a good one too. Right.
We've got the Mount Rushmore now. The four.
Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Colton, Tim Tebow, and Ashley I. Canetti.
Oh, what a monument. Alyssa Greenberg, did you, even if just for a fleeting moment, Chris Harrison was about to ask Jason for a kiss? After all, I think his brother's marriage had just come up.
I kind of did, because he kept like harping on, like, Becca said you were the best kisser.
So
tell
funny.
Us your secret.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And I thought Jason handled that perfectly. Like, I loved what he said. Like, well, she forgot. You know, he didn't, like, go into, like, anything specific.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
He didn't try to, like...
She forgot my name in the first beginning, but after that, she never forgot it again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
amazing.
Stephen Schultz. What is so wrong with wearing socks?
I don't wear socks from April until November, usually. Mm-hmm.
So you're on the side of no socks?
I'm no socks. Not totally, because in the winter, I wear socks to bed, which I know isn't like a popular thing to do these days.
Mm. Yeah,
but I get uncomfortable when my feet are cold.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out, were they like, I can't remember, wasn't Jordan like pro socks and it was the other guy like...
Yes, me.
He was like, couldn't believe that people showed up without socks. Or did he, was he a no sock? Yeah.
I think he's a sock guy.
Yeah. Because Connor and that model hobby, model hobbyist.
Hobbyist.
Yes. He had a good phrase for that. We're not wearing socks. And I think Jordan was upset that he was wearing high water pants.
Exactly. The same with, you know, your adult virginity. Like, if you want to wear socks, fine. If you don't, also fine. It doesn't have any effect on my existence. So, no matter.
Right. Scott St. Pierre, our wonderful producer, was the extra long VIP promo off the top an indicator that they didn't have that much content?
Yeah, I'd say.
He's got the producer's eye on this, I think. Like, wait a minute here. Yes. But at least it indicates that they have VIP content that we can look forward to.
Exactly.
Alicia J. Rosen, did anyone else hope that Clay's absence meant that his hand healed and he's at NFL training camp?
That's a good catch, Alicia. It's possible.
That would be, yeah, that's a good positive outlook. I can't see why they wouldn't invite him back.
Yeah, exactly. There has to be a decline on his part.
Yeah. I think he opened up a few, that's how Christian got invited. No Lincoln and no Clay. So we're like, okay, let's bring these night one guys back. And then let's see, Justin Feinberg, without looking at bios, are you able to name one thing you knew about Jake, Christian, or Camille before the Mental All? Definitely nothing from their bios.
Jake?
Yeah. Jake is the one that she knew from Minnesota. That's
oh my God.
One.
We literally just had a conversation.
Yes, but
No. Oh, Jake likes dirt biking.
Oh, wow. That's a
That's something.
good pull. Christian had an ugly sweater in his picture.
Yeah, and Camille is
Social media.
Polish.
Oh, maybe. Social media, something or other. Like he was
Yeah.
like
Right. Social media
enthusiast or something.
participant.
Yeah.
Should put. Oh, God. No, yeah, I can't remember.
Right. And then another one from Justin Steinberg. As two people no one knew existed prior to Bachelor in Paradise, will Camille hook up with Angela in Paradise and be the steady romance of the season that gets zero screen time? Okay, who is Angela?
I have no clue.
Yeah, that could be. It'll be like,
Know, one can only hope.
what was it? Courtney and Lily from the Winter
Yeah.
Games. Like they got no airtime till the very end because they were like finalists. But they deserved the airtime and
They're great.
didn't get it.
If there is one person you should be following from quote unquote Bachelor Nation, it's Lily. Follow her on Instagram. She's a hoot.
Nice. I'll have to add that to my repertoire because, Grocery Joe's cute and everything, but it's not really delivering in the stories.
No.
Yes. Are there any other Winter Games people that you expect to see? We know that now that I know that the New Zealand Jordan is there,
Yeah, I didn't
Kevin
really
is
expect
there.
that. So,
So now it opens it up. Like
hey.
Stassi, maybe?
Oh, that's a good one.
I would like to
But
see
I bet
her.
she was probably like, not after that BS.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Because if I have people come back and reunite with Yuki too, I would think
Yeah,
that'd be
that's probably
fun.
why Ben's there.
Yeah. There is some talk that. What did I see? I saw an article with like breaking down different contenders for The Bachelor, and they included Ben on the list and Peter on the list. So, do you think it's possible that they would go to somebody that wasn't from this season?
Yes, I absolutely, because we've for The Bachelor, we've done that for a couple years now.
That's true.
I don't. Ben is adamant in saying he wouldn't do it again, especially not this soon. But we'll see. And Mike Fleiss hates Peter, right? So wouldn't he actually do it? Like I would like a Peter
Peter would be good.
Bachelor,
Yeah.
mainly so we get to look at him for 10 weeks straight, which is a real dream come true.
Yeah, and they talked about him being on Winter Games. Like they announced him as if he would be on Winter Games and he wasn't.
Yeah.
So it just seems weird. Like, would
I don't.
they do that or would he do it? Who knows? All right, but that's it for questions. And Haley, do you have takes from Doug for mental all?
I don't.
Oh no.
No, he didn't text me this week. So I vaguely remember him saying that he just like wasn't gonna watch Mental All because he hates this episode. But he didn't text me saying like, oh, I don't have any takes because I didn't watch it. So I don't know. But
Mystery.
in some sort of cosmic wonderland or something, last night I asked one of my favorite people on the planet Earth, Matt Gagan. I asked him if he would write me a paragraph about why he loves Jordan, because he's been a big fan of Jordan throughout this season. So he sent me that,
Nice.
and
Oh,
he said,
Jordan.
"Oh, sorry, about model Jordan."
Yes.
So he first he says, "I didn't know if you're serious or not, but I wrote a paragraph on Jordan, and I even jotted down three favorite quotes of his from the night." So great work, Matt. I'm going to read those. So the quotes. Typically, when someone's driving a Rolls Royce, they roll the window down here and there. I'm going to roll down the window down and show myself. I'm going to say, "Hey guys, it's good to see you." I'm rolling by, rolling my window down, and throwing a Slurpee at that guy. And then it's a cocktail party. I can't wear underwear. I do whatever I want. It's my cocktail party. I live in this mansion. This is my address right now. I'll do whatever I want. If I want to eat Cap'n Crunch and mix it with orange juice, I'll do whatever I want.
Why does that actually sound kind of
Disgusting. What does it? Oh gosh. And so Matt's paragraph. A few words on the man who stole the show tonight. On tonight's Men Tell All, Jordan demonstrated why he's the perfect reality TV cast member, and I am happy that he is finally getting it the praise he deserves. In the span of just 10 minutes, he managed to argue with Colton, David, and two random guys in the back row. He even invited one of them to the front of the stage to generously give him some scream time and make fun of his pants. All this before he even had his hot seat segment. All night long, he had funny comebacks for anyone who tried to argue with him, fantastic analogies for every situation, and enough confidence for everyone in the room. Most importantly, he never stopped being himself, even when half the cast was coming at him, and for that he should be commended. He was just as incredible in the hot seat, at one point telling Chris he would eat his Cap'n Crunch with orange juice if he wanted, and comparing himself to a Rolls Royce. The look on Chris Harrison's face said it all. He could hardly contain his joy watching Jordan's performance. Jordan was phenomenal television every time he was on screen. I just hope everyone has learned to appreciate him as much as grocery store Joe and I do. So thank you for that, Matt. I really appreciate you doing your homework.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, it seems like a speech that someone would do, like, as an assignment in school or something. Yeah. Like, I would love that to be an essay. Not that I'm encouraging plagiarism, but, you know, kids that may be listening, I would love to hear of somebody, like, writing an essay about one of these crazy characters with, like, you know, he cited his evidence. He gave supporting quotes. Like, I'm buying it.
He did a great job. I'm very happy. And, like, I knew Matt was the right guy for that job. Like, I knew he would absolutely write a paragraph for me. Like, I woke up to this paragraph this morning and I was just like giggling. I was so excited.
That's awesome. All right, well, thank you, Matt, for that. We always need something fun to close out, so to like cap our questions off, it's always nice. So it was like very cosmic.
Yeah,
serendipitous.
Yeah, I felt right.
Yes. All right, Haley, we will have a busy week next week, I guess, because
we're gonna have to figure out our scheduling here.
Find the time to watch these shows.
Yeah, because Tuesday is our normal recording night.
Yes,
be tricky. So we might also, for Bachelor in Paradise, if they do a two-night thing, we might have to, I don't know, but last year it was like 8 to 9, right? So like that works for us, but then it might not work for you.
Yeah,
because you get a little later. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see where this goes, round out the season, and start fresh in Bachelor in Paradise. And speaking of fresh, don't forget to go to HelloFresh.com/Bachelor30, enter promo code Bachelor30 to get $30 off your first order. All right, Haley, until next time, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_.
And you can find me on Twitter, @RHAPRecapper. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.